What's going on, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to another episode of Locked On Blue Jays, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your co-host, Lucas Weiss. Of course, I want to thank all listeners who make Locked On Blue Jays your first listen of the day. You can find my work on Twitter at Weiss Sports, where my work appears in Sportsnet, ESPN's The Undefeated, The Toronto Star, as well as play-by-play broadcasting for Saga 960 AM Radio. The Locked On Blue Jays podcast is free and available wherever you get your podcasts, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Stitcher.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Well, Jen, I would say during our duration of recording episodes together on Locked On Blue Jays, we've been measured, we've been rational, and we've been intelligent in our assessments, evaluations regarding the Toronto Blue Jays and baseball as a whole. But as we round out 2021, I thought today we would go bold. Bring out the hot takes, bring out the bold predictions, because yes, today's show, we're going to do bold predictions of the Toronto Blue Jays heading in to 2022. How does that sound, Jen?
Well, based on bold predictions, the most bold prediction I could make right now, based on the little bit of news today, is that Kyle Seager will come out of retirement to play third base for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Oh, man. Well,
Of course, that's not going to happen.
No. I mean, this is not MMA, Jen. This is not boxing where you know, retirements and then coming out of retirements are very much part of the overall narrative in that sport. In all seriousness, yeah. I mean, Kyle Seager was an option for the Blue Jays at third base, and he decides to release a retirement tweet through his wife's Twitter account, but he is retiring from baseball. So that is one option at third base down. And again, as we record this episode, Santiago Espinal is currently still the starting third baseman. But we are going to move away from that bit of news, because obviously nothing the Jays can do now. It's an option that's gone away from them. But baseball still rolls on, Jen. The marathon will still continue, and the bold predictions as well. So why don't, Jen, you start us off with a bold prediction for the 2022 Blue Jays?
All right. I don't know how bold these predictions are, in the sense that I don't gamble or anything like that. But my first bold prediction is that neither Kevin Biggio, Randall Grichuk, nor Gabriel Moreno will be Blue Jays by the end of the season.
Wow. Okay.
I see trades coming to bolster this team. Who those trades are for is debatable. I stick by my prediction or my assertment that they need a third baseman, they need a second baseman, they need another starting pitcher, all three of whom are not currently on this roster. And I think the Blue Jays are going to have to basically go big or go home on the trade market. And that's where Gabriel Moreno comes in my prediction. Kevin Biggio, I just feel, has maybe outlived his utility, pardon the pun, on this team. And we already know my feelings about Randall Grichuk.
Yeah, I mean, that is bold, because that would mean that the Blue Jays front office is going to be busy. It's going to be a circus, if you will, of trades and action, which is a lot of fun for fans. I would say, yeah, like I still think like Grichuk would be likely to go. Like that feels in the cards. I mean, the Canavigio theme to me, because, you know, we've had guests on the show, you know, we've sort of had both opinions, right? We've had, you know, some that, you know, don't like Canavigio, don't think he's, you know, going to be the long-term option, but others that are like, well, he's, you know, we don't really know yet much of Canavigio. We don't know if he, you know, what he'll turn into, but I just think that, yeah, the Blue Jays need to be just thinking about just figuring out what the best move is here and just keep getting better. And if that means trading those guys away, if that means bringing Gabriel Moreno back, I mean, let's make it happen. You know, the bold, the better, as they say.
Well, these are bold predictions, and so I thought I would go big right out of the gate. You know, Canavigio, you know, all jokes aside, he does obviously serve a particular purpose on the team. I just think with the production that we saw from him last year, the struggles we saw from him at third base reduces that utility, and for a team that has its, you know, window of opportunity right now, I'm not entirely sure where he fits in. Gabriel Moreno, of course, being your top prospect, it would be awfully bold for the Blue Jays to trade him. But again, these are bold predictions. And I think if a guy like Jose Ramirez is on the table and Moreno is maybe what it takes to get him, I could see the Blue Jays going that route.
Absolutely. No, I mean, that's a very good prediction right there. So I am going to then go with my first bold prediction, which is a Blue Jays hitter, Jen, is going to win the batting title in 2022. I really think it's going to happen. I think that you're definitely going to see it, and probably right now, you know, Vlad would be probably the favorite there, maybe Bo Bichette, but I mean, only one player in the 45 year history of the Blue Jays has ever won the AL batting title, and that was John Olerud, right? I really do think Vlad could do it. I think, you know, again, we've talked about ad nauseum on this podcast, the trajectory that he is on. I think you can definitely see him win a batting title. I think Bo Bichette, I've been really bullish on him. He could definitely, and then even Teoscar Hernandez could also, you know, be a surprise as well. So I think in 2022, John Olerud, he will no longer be the only batting title winner in Blue Jays history. Someone is going to join him.
So I happen to agree with you. This actually, I agree with you in the sense that this actually, I can piggyback my next bold prediction off of this one, which is to say that I think Bo Bichette will hit for a higher average than Vlad Guerrero Jr. in 2022. So I'm going to piggyback then off of your bold prediction and just go for the gold at this point and say that it will be Bo Bichette
who wins the wow. That, I mean, we just recorded a podcast a few days ago, Jen, and did not expect that when we were talking about over-unders, because I was the one that's bullish, but wow, Bo Bichette. Wow.
Well, okay, so I think he's going to hit for a higher average than Vlad. When I originally concocted this bold prediction, I was going to follow it up by saying that I don't necessarily think that means he will have a better season than Vlad overall, right? Like, I think Vlad will hit more home runs and so on and so forth. So it doesn't necessarily mean that I think Vlad will have a better season. But when you look at the numbers, you know, really not that far off. 2021, Vlad hits for an average of 311. Bo is 298. They're both projected to come down a little bit next season. But the numbers are close enough that depending on how things go, you know, you could make a case for Bo Bichette having a higher average. So that was actually my next bold prediction. And I'll just piggyback it off of yours since you are predicting that a Blue Jay will win the batting title. I think it's we're probably way out in left field at this point, but I like it.
No, I mean, you know, the bold, the merrier, that's what we call it. You know, bold prediction podcast here. I mean, I would say, like, you know, if I'm going to go the boldest, I would probably go Tao. Cause like, that would be
yes, I thought that about that.
That would just be Jen. Like imagine, like, I mean, imagine if he becomes like the best hitter on the Blue Jays next season and wins the batting title. Like that would just be, just the ultimate story, like just the ultimate, like, again, we've talked about throwing guy, going to the minors, now back to, you know, winning a batting title. Like that would be like so, so cool. I don't think it'll happen. Like, I mean, probably Vlad or Bo is a little bit more likely. I mean, it's still very hard to win a batting title, but Tao would be such a cool story.
I actually thought about a bold prediction being that Tao would hit more home runs than Vlad, but I don't think that that's actually going to happen. Just as an aside, because I don't think you would remember John Olerud's batting title season, given that it was in 1993. I do remember that. I remember him flirting with 400 for a good portion of the season. Before, you know, finally finishing with a 363 average. And that's astounding. I'm just looking at the list right now of American League batting titles. And, you know, there are some numbers that really stand out. George Brett in 1980, 390, good grief. But that 363 from John Olerud really was a special season.
We're going to take a quick break because I know, you know, we got started off, you know, well here, but I feel like as this podcast is going to go on, Jen, maybe the more bold it will come. But we're going to take a quick break, as I just said. We'll be back in just a moment. But first, let's check with our friends at Built Bar. New Year's is coming up, so that means New Year's resolutions. If yours is about getting fit or eating healthier, make sure you include Built Bar in your plan. Built Bar is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, maybe even better than a candy bar. So how do you get said Built Bar? Well, you go to built.com and use the promo code and get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at built.com. All right, we're back. Lucas Weiss, MLB analyst, Jen Smith. This is the Locked On Blue Jays podcast. On the Locked On Podcast Network, I want to thank all the listeners who make Locked On Blue Jays your first listen of the day. Jen, it's time for another bold prediction.
All right. George Springer currently is projected to post a, I believe, 3.8 F-WAR in the 2022 season. I'm going to predict that George Springer will be healthy. He will produce over 4 F-WAR, and he will hit a home run in the wild card game, which the Jays will win.
That'd be incredible, Jen. that is like, okay, where do we start?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm going to start at the wild card game part, because that would just be like, look, the Blue Jays have had a history, Jen. Like, such a great franchise like the Blue Jays. They've had a history of hitting big home runs in the postseason. Of course, the last being Edwin and Encarnacion in the wild card game. And look, we've seen George Springer do it before. We've seen him do it. And we've seen him do it in the World Series. So that wouldn't be surprising to me. I think the regular season stats, like, I would love to see it. Like, and hopefully, knock on wood, he has a, you know, a healthy season. He goes and plays a lot more games than he did in 2021. But I don't know about George. I mean, it's you know, I feel like he'll start off a little bit slow, but then he's going to, you know, just keep getting better and just like a roller coaster, generalist, you know, going up. And then, you know, that big, you know, tumble down and just the excitement and everything will just be incredible. So I really hope George Springer has a big 2022. And let's be honest. I mean, if he hits a walk-off home run in the wild card game, I'll go to that far. It won't just be any home run, Jen. It'll be a walk-off home run in the wild card game, circa Edwin Encarnacion. That would be pretty special.
Well, he's posted over 4 F WAR 3 times in his career, 2019, 2017, and 2016, and he was really close in 2015 with a 3.9, and he's projected to produce 3.8 F WAR next season. So I don't think projecting him to be over 4 is really off the mark there. Obviously, his 2019 season with Houston was quite a special one. But I really do believe that Springer, you know, he's such a veteran player and he's so talented that he, as long as he's healthy, you know, he should be able to do really fantastic things for this team. And so I am predicting that he will be healthy. And like I said, the Blue Jays he'll ultimately be a contributor to that wild card game that the Blue Jays will win.
Okay. Time for my bold prediction. Nate Pearson is going to be a starter for the Toronto Blue Jays in 2022.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah. This, Jen, I've thought about it. And I'm going to be honest with you. When we've had episodes where we talked about Nate Pearson, and I've heard you on the other line and others talk about the bullpen, you know, it's probably true, but it pains me inside. It pains me because I want to see Nate not just turn into Nate Pearson, but Nate the Great, Nathaniel Pearson. Big Nate, when he comes out, I want him to have just a breakout season. I want him to throw the heat. I want him to find just the command. Find the stuff. Don't get hurt, Nate Pearson. And have an incredible season where he's a full-time starter on this team. And Blue Jays fans can finally see why this guy was their top-rated prospect for oh so long in the system. So that's my bold prediction. Nate Pearson will be a starter in 2022.
Well, that prediction completely flies in the face of one of my predictions that I'm holding up my notebook to show Lucas that I wrote down here. So again, I was trying to be bold, right? Not just predict, but actually like really go deep on my predictions. Right now, Steamer projects Nate Pearson to start in 15 games for the Blue Jays next season. My bold prediction is that he will have no more than 5 starts for the Blue Jays in 2022.
Oh, so we're on opposite ends, Jen. We're at opposite ends.
We are. So first of all, I'm not convinced that he can stay healthy. We haven't seen that from him yet. Doesn't mean it won't happen, but we have absolutely no evidence of it at this point. And, you know, I know you say it pains you, the idea that he would be relegated to the bullpen, but I actually love the idea. And I've said it before on this pod. I love the idea of him coming out of the bullpen and the value in that is, you know, greatly underestimated by a lot of people because it's not, you know, it's not luxurious, right? It's not, you know, the starters are the guys who kind of, you know, get the Cy Young nods, and, you know, the closer, you know, is the one who sort of gets the accolades at the other end of the game. And the guys in the middle don't necessarily kind of get that, but they're so important to the success of a team. And I think that if Nate Pearson can find that level of comfort out of the bullpen, first of all, it absolutely reduces his injury risk, but I think he could be an incredibly valuable member of this team in that role.
Jen,
yeah, I know.
I hope you're proved wrong. I hope you're proved wrong. I have faith. It might be the end of the year. It just might be. I'm drinking the Nate Pearson Kool-Aid. I have faith. They'll surprise a lot of people in 2022. We have to take a quick break, though, before these predictions just get completely off the rails, which I'm sure they will do in the final segment. But before we do that, we're going to check in with our friends at Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered this holiday season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before as football continues its march through the college bowl season and the pro football playoffs. Bet Online remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. So don't wait to take advantage of all the new amazing offers available. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, we're back. Lucas Weiss, MLB analyst Jen Smith. This is the Locked On Blue Jays podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network. I want to thank all the listeners who make Locked On Blue Jays your first listen of the day. Jen, final segment, final bold prediction for either of us. Go ahead.
All right. Well, in 2021, the Blue Jays had four All-Stars: Bo Bichette, Vlad Guerrero Jr., Teoscar Hernandez, and Marcus Semien. I am going to predict that in 2022, the Blue Jays will have five All-Stars. Bo, Vlad, and Teo, I believe, are going to be All-Stars once again. And since my earlier prediction was so positive on Springer, I'm going to add Springer to the list, as well as Jose Barrios.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That'd be really, really awesome. Okay. I'd go five as well. But you know who I'd put in? Kevin Gausman.
Okay.
Who, let's just remind the listeners here for a moment. You know, I was the one really putting the gas on Kevin Gausman to come to Toronto. And I think he's going to have a big season next year. I really do. That's not even like a bold prediction. Like, I just think I think Blue Jays fans are going to really love him. So I'm actually going to you know what? I'll go one better than you, Jen. Give me six All-Stars. Six Blue Jays All-Stars. I mean, I'm telling you, we're approaching the end here. I told you these predictions might get a little wacky, but I just think the Blue Jays are going to have such a great season next year. And the fact that they're playing all their, you know, home games in Toronto, the fact that, you know, hopefully back to a normal schedule, I really do think a lot of these guys are going to have breakout seasons.
So I'm not going to lie. I was sort of oscillating between either Gausman or Barrios as being a pitching candidate for the All-Star game from the Blue Jays, and ended up landing on Barrios over Gausman. But that's not to say that Gausman will not have a good season, because I absolutely think he's going to have a fantastic season for the Blue Jays. If I wanted to be really, really bold, and this sort of, you know, flies in the face of everything because of how strong a lot of the outfielders are in the American League, I would suggest that Lourdes Gurriel Jr. could be in the mix.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. I mean, look, if Lourdes continues like what he did in September, look out, because he's going to have like that'd be quite the story. Him really rise and his overall numbers in production next year. But I do think, Jen, you know, sort of, you know, adapting a little bit of our over-under model from a few episodes ago, like, you know, if you set the over-under at four, I mean, I would take the over there, because I think I'm pretty bullish on this Toronto Blue Jays team, which brings me, Jen, to my final bold prediction, which is the Blue Jays will win the AL East in 2022.
Oh.
They're going to win the division title, Jen.
Okay.
They're going to win the division title. I think Baltimore will be Baltimore. We know about that. Sure. I think the Rays are going to take a step back. I just think that the way in which that team and you know, it can only be good for so long, you know, just, you know, maximizing with not much payroll. Sure, Wander Franco and they'll still be good, but I just think maybe something, I don't think they're going to be as dominant next year. I think what you saw on the ALDS, there might be some problems lingering underneath the surface there. The Yankees, to me, I don't think they're for real. You sort of saw that this year. I mean, when they were on, they were on. Like, they were that final Blue Jays homestand. But then when they're off, they're really off. And that's sort of been the story of the Yankees. And I'm sorry to Yankees fans listening to this. Aaron Boone, not the answer. You're not winning anything with Aaron Boone as manager. Leading to the Boston Red Sox. I'll finish quickly here. Boston Red Sox, they're still a young team. I don't see it happening. So I like the Blue Jays to win the AL East. And be one of the top teams in baseball.
Very bold prediction. I am not as certain about the Rays stepping back. And I've actually looked into this just strictly out of curiosity at some way too early 2022 predictions. MLB Power Rankings actually have the Tampa Bay Rays as at the top of their rankings. Bleacher Report has the Rays winning the AL East again. I'm not saying that these predictions necessarily, you know, will come to fruition, you know, because they're based clearly on what we saw last year, as well as, you know, where rosters currently stand. And as of right now, rosters are sort of frozen in time until the CBA gets resolved. But I'm not as convinced that the Rays are going to, they might take a step backwards. They would have to take quite a step backwards, and the Blue Jays would have to take quite a step forwards in order for the Blue Jays to actually surpass them and win the AL East. But hey, that's what makes it a bold prediction, Lucas.
Yeah, well, Jim, I'm not going to sit here and say they're going to win the World Series, the Blue Jays. Like that would be a little bit, that would be for maybe the after hours edition of the podcast. I'll respond to your point with MLB. I thought they were a history website at this point, Jen, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they changed. I mean,
that was posted, I believe, or whatever, wherever it was. It was the ESPN Power Rankings.
Okay.
Yeah, MLB Power Rankings. Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, like, I just think I trust this front office. I really, really do. Like, maybe not at the beginning, but I do now. I am sold on Ross Atkins, Mark Shapiro. I think they're going to make they're going to make the necessary moves. And I also think that, like, again, you can always look back to last season because that's obviously like the measuring stick, but are the Rays really going to go back-to-back seasons winning 100 games? I don't think so.
Right.
I think the Jays win the AL East with 95 wins. I think that's, you know, and you know, maybe they finish one ahead of the Rays. But I just think that they're going to make moves. I think if you're talking about a bold prediction, I think that this is a really good baseball team. And I know moves still have to be made, but if they continue on the trajectory of making good moves, whether it's off-season trade deadline, I think it's a legitimate possibility that they win an AL East. But a lot has to go right. A lot has to go right. I understand that. But that's what a bold prediction is all about, Jen. And to me, I have faith. I have faith that they can do something special next year.
I do agree. I have faith that the front office is going to continue to add to this team, whether it be with the remainder of the offseason or by the trade deadline, right? I would like to still put out there that Jose Ramirez will be playing third base for the Toronto Blue Jays at some point in 2022, right? I think that one way or another, there are upgrades still to come. And who knows? Who knows then what that team could actually be over 162 games with half of them played in their actual home stadium.
Well, it's going to be fun, Jen. Throughout the season, towards the end of the season, to like go back and listen to this, because I hope we do well on some of these. I hope that we get some of these right, especially maybe that AL East one or Nate Pearson one, just so you know, rub it in your face that I beat you, that I, you know, finally beat you, which is, feels always good to have a little bit of, friendly competition back and forth. But I digress. We are out of time. But Jen, where can people follow you on Twitter if they want to hear more of your bold predictions?
If you want to hear my bold predictions or simply yell at me for the ones that I just made, you can find me at baseball_Jen. And that is Jen with two N's.
MLB analyst Jen Smith. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Making Locked On Blue Jays your first listen every day. We have a special New Year's Eve episode, the final episode of 2021. That I highly encourage you all to listen to. So please do that when it drops on New Year's Eve. Now make your second listen, Locked On Bets, your daily one-stop shop for all your gambling needs. Locked On Bets is hosted by your boy Q with expert analysis and insight from Lee Sterling. It's free and available on all platforms. Locked On Blue Jays is also free and available on all platforms. So for this episode of Locked On Blue Jays, I'm your co-host, Lucas Weiss. We'll chat again soon.